This is Minnesota News Network. I'm John Anderson. Congresswoman Angie Craig is concerned the Big Beautiful Bill will hurt Minnesota farmers instead of help them. Craig said during a House Ag Committee hearing,
tariffs, trade wars, and Trump's war with Iran have cost farmers tens of billions in lost sales, driven up diesel and fertilizer costs, and suppressed commodity prices.
Lawmakers held the hearing to question the USDA on modernizing commodity programs and implementing enhanced crop insurance premiums to support farmers. Minnesota SNAP recipients won't see any changes after a federal judge blocked restrictions on buying soda, candy, and other sugary foods with food assistance benefits. MNN's Ashley Byrd has more.
The ruling applies to states that received federal waivers to limit certain SNAP purchases, but Minnesota never implemented those restrictions, meaning recipients here can continue using their benefits the same way they do now. The judge found the U.S. Department of Agriculture lacked authority to approve the food bans without action from Congress. The USDA is expected to appeal. Minnesota lawmakers considered the same restrictions earlier this year, but that proposal never advanced. Ashley Byrd, MNN.
A 14-year-old bicyclist is hospitalized with serious injuries after being struck by a pickup truck Tuesday night in Albert Lea. Police say the teen turned in front of the truck at the intersection and failed to yield the right-of-way. The Minnesota DNR has added five counties, Becker, Clearwater, Grant, McLeod, and Meeker, to its deer feeding and attractant ban following new detections of chronic wasting disease. Officials say feeding deer causes animals to gather in larger numbers, increasing the risk of disease transmission. The ban now covers 37 counties statewide. Minnesotans need to make sure they're taking the proper steps to prevent the spread of aquatic invasive species this summer. DNR Watercraft Inspection Supervisor Jessamine Foley.
All visible aquatic plants, zebra mussels, and other prohibited invasive species from watercraft trailers and water-related equipment. You want to drain any water-related equipment by draining your bilge, your live well, your bait well, before leaving a water access or shoreline property.
More tips on limiting the spread of invasive aquatic species can be found on the DNR's website. National camera crews will soon shine the spotlight on a Rochester restaurant. Twig's Tavern and Grill will be featured by America's Best Restaurants, a national media company, for an upcoming promotional feature. Twig's is located at the Centerstone Plaza Hotel near the Mayo Clinic area. Almost their entire menu can be turned into gluten-free meals. This is MNN.